I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. So for many years, I have been reporting about possible alien life and UFOs. 25 to be exact. 25 years. And today I got a care package in the mail. It was a nice, I didn't even get, we should get a picture of this, Ron, you know, when I get a moment. Because we usually put pictures up. We got these really cool, I don't know how old they are, but these really cool magazines about UFOs. You know, these pulp magazines about UFOs from, the 50s or 60s. Looking over how they, you know, showed pictures of these real life UFOs and how exciting it was then. But, you know, and that's the thing, is that the excitement, you know, comes and goes. And it's just a matter of, you know, timing. Timing is everything, I say. You know, whenever we do things, you say, well, timing is everything, Clyde. Yeah, I know. You got to make sure you time the story right. You got to release it when it's relevant. You got to be able to, you know, present a good show that people will be able to, you know, understand and it would interest them into looking into more of what you're talking about. And so, you know, giving a unique perspective is often hard because, you know, you're looking around you and what do you have to grab from? You have the mainstream to grab from. That's one of the things that we don't do. Sometimes we do it, but, you know, grabbing from the mainstream and parroting the mainstream is something we don't do. And so, you know, when it comes to UFOs and it comes to alien life being talked about in the mainstream, you're hard-pressed to find anything. And I've always winced whenever I read an article in the news or heard some news commentators say something like, the truth is out there, the truth is out there. And I wonder who the writer or who the reporter is speaking to when he says that, when he says the truth is out there. Well, the truth is out there, ladies and gentlemen, the UFOs, the truth is out there, alien life? So who are they speaking to there? Are they thinking that, you know, it's almost like... I look at it as like the baby talk of UFOs. It's like, oh, looky, the guy, oh, the tinfoil hat. And truth is out there. Who are you speaking to when you write that nonsense? Who are you speaking to? That's what I want to know. I know that it was an axiom created by the writers of the X-Files, but the value of truth, its accuracy, and what leaves us with guesses about the UFO phenomenon amounts to continuous intrigue and intense study. That is if you are a serious investigator and not some spiritually bankrupt individual looking for a newfound guide for the craziness of this world. Oh, the aliens are here to save us. How many times have I heard that? Truth, as any dictionary will tell you, is a property of certainty of ideas. And there has to be some, agreement in order for the truth to be truth, as falsity means that there is a major disagreement with reality, and reality has always been the word that at this point in time should always be used with finger quotes, especially when you speak about UFOs and the truth that applies to them. Now, pragmatists and intellectualists both accept this definition as a matter of course. They begin to quarrel only after the question is raised as to what may precisely be meant by the term agreement, whether the degree of whether or not UFOs or aliens exist, and what the term reality is, and how we all kind of juxtapose everything together. When reality is taken as something for our ideas to agree with, then it becomes easier to talk about UFOs. It becomes easier to tell people, oh, by the way, there are things out there that we are seeing that are not identified. I mean, it has to be said that in all of that so-called truth about UFOs, there is a healthy amount of myth as well. Now, the search for extraterrestrials and the lifting of the veil of secrecy with regard to UFOs, and basically what it does is it continues to encompass a number of methodologies. Agencies like NASA, for example, are launching missions to Mars to find, well, microbial life and maybe some aquatic life under the ice of Europa. I mean, other scientists are focusing on the extrasolar planets, in particular Earth-like planets or Goldilocks planets, where everything is just right for life to exist. And there have been super Earths that have been the focus of the investigation. And there's a growing sense that it will only be a matter of time before scientists declare that there's an Earth 2.0. And where there are plenty of UFO believers that will tell you that many scientists and government officials are well aware of what is going on, we may have been too hasty in thinking that everyone is agreeing on what we're dealing with here and whether or not UFOs are being piloted exclusively by extraterrestrial intelligence. Scientists who are actively involved in the search for alien life in the cosmos, they don't even like to speculate about what exactly they might be finding out there. I mean, it's now the job of scientists to spate the mythology from the reality. And that's the hard part. Biological life will certainly be found in outer space. And there's major interest basically right now in going to Mars. And of course, last year, Jim Bridenstine, who's the NASA administrator, basically said, we may find microbial life on Mars. Now, he said that years ago. And they were saying, like, within 5 or 10 years, we would find that out. Now, that was nearly 5 or 10 years ago. So we're almost there. Scientists are also focusing their attention on Europa, which is Jupiter's moon. Scientists are now realizing that what cannot be found on the surface of Mars or Europa can be found by digging deeper beneath the surface of Europa. And I was really excited because what they're doing is they're going to be using something called the Europa Clipper. And what that is they're looking for life not on the surface of Europa. What they're doing is they will land this Europa Clipper on the icy face of Jupiter's moon. And then what will happen is it will land and then it will start digging into the ice. And it won't be a satellite. It will be like a submarine going under the water looking for aquatic life. So they're already out there scouting good touchdown locations for a possible life-hunting lander mission on Europa. And so these tunnel bots, they're really cool. These tunnel bots land on the surface of Europa, and then they tunnel through the ice to the water below. And what you have is a submerged satellite that could produce images of aquatic life below the surface. It's really cool. It's really ingenious. You know, they're serious. I mean, this is serious. If they're going to be creating something like that, they're very serious about finding life because they're sure that they will find it. I mean, under a moon that's icy, but then has thermal vents underneath to keep the water warm under the ice. Okay. So you'd think that maybe there's like fish or something up there similar to what we have that maybe down there on Europa that, you know, are feeding and living and thriving under the ice. And that's why a lot of people are focused on Antarctica. Kind of has the same vibe, right? You go in, you go to Antarctica and you see, you know, that it's icy and they want to like dive in and experiment there so they can find, you know, new life forms, new species under the water in the ice at Antarctica. And of course, Mars. I mean, they've landed multiple rovers and could, you know, set down on the surface. But, you know, a helicopter is actually going to be used to hover over the planet. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. And not many, and there are not a lot of people who are paying attention, but there is a lot going on. And, of course, with UFOs, we're now seeing that the truth is not necessarily out there, but the concern is out there. And that concern goes all the way up the chain of command to the Pentagon. So if somebody says to you, oh, the truth is out there, you should say, No. The concern is out there. There is some concern. Because Pentagon officials on Friday, before the weekend, they confirmed the existence of a Navy-led unidentified aerial phenomena task force that will monitor the ongoing encounters with strange aerial objects and determine whether these phenomena should be perceived as a threat. Now, this was approved on August 4th by Deputy Secretary of Defense David L. Norquist. Now, the task force is officially launched to improve its understanding. This is what they're saying. This is to improve its understanding and gain insight into the nature and origins of UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And that's according to the news release that came out on Friday, quote, the mission of the task force is to detect, analyze, and catalog UAPs that could potentially pose a threat to national security, end quote. So again, the concern is out there. Apparently, they are all trying to agree on the truth. The creation of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, or UAPTF, continues an effort begun in recent years to investigate unexplained aerial incidents encountered by the U.S. military. It's all triggered by this long investigation, the three videos that we saw. That, you know, once again, it's the story that keeps on giving. It's been around since 2017 when the New York Times broke it. And it continues to gain momentum. And we're just wondering when the rest of the world is going to catch up. When they start thinking about COVID-19, start thinking about what's going on out there. Militaries are concerned. Once again, the concern is out there. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.